Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. On today's show, we showcase the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnerships Fire Accelerator Program. Thanks for joining us for this November 2022 episode of Business Spotlight featuring the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. WPSE General Manager Joe Martin sat down with Jordan Fuller, Director of Entrepreneurship with the Chamber, along with special guests Edwin Williams from Zenhammer, Chandra DeKaiser from Elevate AI, and the duo of James Aguirre and Kane Hardy from Breeze. Today's guests had the opportunity to share with us how the Chamber's Fire Accelerator Program benefited their businesses.
Jordan, for those that don't know, what is the Chamber's Fire Accelerator Program and who is it ideal for?
Thanks, Joe. So the Fire Accelerator is an annual global business accelerator program run by the Chamber of Commerce. We really only do four things here in the program. The first is that we make a capital investment into each of the startups that we work with. The second is that we work with the founders to develop a curriculum that addresses the needs that they have. Third is that we provide access to mentors, both locally and regionally. And then fourth, and arguably most important, is we provide access to strategic networking to potential partners, customers, and investors throughout the Erie region and beyond. And as far as who's most ideal for this, it's typically a technology-based startup with a high growth potential, similar to the ones you're going to hear about here in a little bit.
All right. And Edwin, let's begin with you. Thanks for joining us once again today. And can you tell us a little bit about your business?
Hello, thank you for having me. Zenhammer is a mobile app for small residential subcontractors to run their business. We help them do the work better and get paid, simply put. So we do things like help them track their inventory, such as equipment and materials. We also help them track their labor, their time on site, and other things that they might need, such as other costs, and taking notes, pictures, and scheduling all of that as well. And then we make it super easy for them to send an invoice to their client and get paid by ACH or credit card.
Okay, that sounds very cool. And I would love to spend a lot more time and learn a little bit about your business. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. But Edwin, I've got to ask a follow-up question. Can you tell us a little bit about where the genesis of the idea for Zenhammer came about?
Yes. So we had a previous business called PerServid, which was short for personal service bidding, that was helping contractors and homeowners find each other and do work. Think eHarmony, but for construction. That didn't work out. So we were thinking about calling it quits, and the contractors said, hey, what you started building on our end of the platform, we really like. Can you finish this out? And I was like, sure. And on the name, I said, since they hated the last name of the company, I told them that they're going to name this company because that way I can't be blamed for having a bad name. So they named it Zenhammer after a brief naming competition we did.
Very cool. And Edwin, how has your time in Erie been helpful to accelerate your business?
It's been actually really good. So the Fire Accelerator has made amazing connections. Jordan's a powerhouse when it comes to that, and Dell. And also the funding has helped us move a lot faster in our development as well. So meeting the people in Erie, the construction community, the connections that the Fire Accelerator has given us and the funding, that has been like rocket fuel on our trajectory so far. So
fantastic. And Edwin, anything else you'd like to mention about Fire Accelerator before we move on to our last?
I would recommend anybody who can do it, do it. It's been really good. So I've been in a couple other accelerators, and Fire Accelerator has just been like that compressed and really focused on getting us what we need to hit our goals. And then even after the accelerator, we're still going to be in contact with them, as Jordan's going to be helping us for the foreseeable future. I like to say he's trapped with me and I'm not trapped with him. So, yeah.
Well, it really does sound like for Zenhammer, Fire Accelerator was really the perfect partner.
Yes, it was.
And how can our listeners learn a little bit more about Zenhammer or get in touch with you?
So my email is edwin@getzenhammer.com, GetZenhammer.com. And I'm actually very active on LinkedIn. We do have social media handles at GetZenhammer, but my personal LinkedIn is where I do most of my stuff. So Edwin Williams, Zenhammer on LinkedIn, and I will pop up as well.
Edwin, once again, thanks so much for joining us today. And now we're going to move on to Chandra. And Chandra, if you wouldn't mind, can you tell us a little bit about your business?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me today. So Elevate AI is an artificial intelligence company. We're focused on the emotions of participants in video calls. And as you know, COVID has thrown humanity in video calls. And we have started working nonstop in video, learning, getting coaching, seeing our doctor or coach or shrink. So the emotional engagement has dropped dramatically in some cases, both in enterprise and in education. And that has affected productivity, mental health issues. So our AI tool has been developed in a way that respects privacy and ethics by design, so that faces of participants are not sent to the cloud. They are analyzed in real time. And it's all about the data, providing data that help people take better decisions with emotional intelligence, understanding the emotions of who they are working or learning together.
I'll tell you what, Jordan, quick aside here. You picked the coolest companies. And as we're going through this, I've got like 1,000 questions I would love to ask, but I know we're on a timeline. And Chandra, your company sounds incredibly cool. What is the story behind the idea for your business?
Yeah, well, one of the aspects is that it starts with my previous company, which was also focused on the face. I think the face is a fascinating topic. It's about emotions. It's a human factor. So I love technology, but I also like the emotional dimension in life. And so our previous company was doing augmented reality filters, which was a kind of cool feature like you see in Snapchat. And we were selling that as a white label toolkit. So we wanted to do something more meaningful. And when COVID hit, we realized, you know, that it was a massive problem for the whole of humanity to start living with these video calls. One thing is to do a video call every other day. Another thing is to do Zooms back to back. And it's a huge problem. They even coined the Zoom fatigue term. For most of us, I suppose it's okay to do a lot of video calls. But for some people, they are left behind, they are entering into depression, and you may not be able to spot it as you would in a real life scenario. So we thought, you know, bringing data about to take better decisions, data-driven decisions, but data about people's emotion would be a very important topic to help people in their well-being in across the board.
Chandra, it really does sound like the possibilities for your business are limitless. Just a very cool idea. How has your time in Erie been helpful to accelerate your business?
Well, it's been really amazing. And I can tell you before we applied, Erie was not on the map. And I've lived in the US on both coasts. For us, you know, Erie, where is that? And then we arrived here. I would say, first of all, it's a people business. And I'm so happy to be out of the Zooms of the 2 years of COVID that I did remotely from Luxembourg. The people have been just incredible. I mean, Jordan, as Edwin was saying, is fantastic at connecting us. The whole community, you see that the stars are aligning here. You know, all these universities are teaming up, state-owned and Catholic universities. I can tell you in my country, would not be obvious to see that. And then you see the public sector and the big private companies and smaller ones as well, all with a big focus on revitalizing the economy of Erie. And for us, you know, one thing leads to another at a pace which is incredible. Networking is happening very fast, and one meeting leads to another meeting the day after. So the size of the city is actually a good aspect for an early stage company where we need to open doors as much as possible and get into interesting conversation with prospects and potential partners and investors. So for us, so far so good, really excellent, beyond my expectations, definitely.
Well, got to ask you one follow-up question quickly. Just like Edwin, it sounds like Fire Accelerator really was the perfect marriage at where you're at with Elevate today.
Yeah, it is totally, because we are in a phase where we are just starting pilots, and we signed up actually with Gannon last week. So it's super exciting for us to have a big university which has a big online education strategy to start using our product. And the decision-making process has been so amazing. So for us, it's it's the phase where we want to put the product out there and get feedback from customers. And we can do that in a remote setting, but it's much richer to be able to sit down with our 10 or 20 pilot customers and get their feedback, sitting down with them, and things happen at a much better pace. So for us, it's the right moment for our company, this early stage where we are launching a new product on the market. We are pre-revenue, we're just launching our beta. So we are early stage, and it's a perfect time for us to be in this ecosystem.
Chandra, how can our listeners learn more about Elevate or get in touch with you?
Yeah, good. So Elevate actually is quite a so if you Google Elevate, you will find other people. So the URL, the website is get-elevate.com. So I would recommend contact me by email. So chandra at get-elevate.com, or contact me on LinkedIn, and love to talk to anybody who is interested, either as a business partner, an investor — we're going to raise more capital now — and to hire people locally, by the way. And shoot me an email, and I would love to jump into a call or a face-to-face meeting with local people.
Chandra, once again, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Joe. Great to meet you.
Thank you, sir. And now we're going to move on. Certainly last but not least, James and Kane. Can you tell us a little bit about your business?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having us on the show. I am here with Kane. He is an MBA student out of Yale University. He started a few weeks ago. I've been helping out at some events and doing some sales research. Breeze is a web alert platform, particularly geared at tracking sites and topics. So for instance, you may want to track other radio shows. You may want to track events right here in Erie, and that's what we do. You give us the list of URLs, and we'll let you know when things have changed or been posted to those websites in real time.
Well, once again, just another very cool business, very cool topic. And James, let's hear about the story behind Breeze. And really, where did the idea for the business come from?
Yes. So my background actually has always been in sort of real-time data analytics. I was an Intel analyst for many years, went off and picked up a PhD pretty much in search analytics, then went and did a few other startups, including dash cams, which of course are very real-time analytics. And one of the background things has always been to do something interesting relative to the scale of the web. That is, of course, a very challenging problem, right? You're not necessarily going to go take on the big, bad search engines of the world easily. And what we kept digging into through a various set of interviews over actually about 5 years in between other startups was this notion of people wanted real-time alerts. And what that really sort of cued with me is one of my personal passions is giving people opportunity, making it possible for them to know that an opportunity exists in this world, or making it possible for them to take the next step in their opportunity. And so on one end, we have the B2B platform, which is, hey, if I want to track my customers or plug it into my CRM, we can do that for you. But on the other end, and Jordan certainly knows this, we have topic filters that are very geared towards the sort of the basics of humanity. So we have the world's largest college scholarship search engine. We have the world's largest remote job board, 14 million listings, targeting 20 million by the end of the year. And so for us, it's all about how can we help you take that next great step in life, whether it's find that college scholarship or keep an eye on your next customer prospect.
Well, James, I've got to tell you, our ownership group is Penn State University and the Board of Trustees. And I know that there are a lot of people sitting right here on your campus that would be very interested in this. But how has your time in Erie, James and Kane, been helpful to accelerate your business?
So I'll go first, and Kane may have thoughts as well. He's been here in town a bit longer than I have, and also a transplant out of Australia. So actually, for me, it was a return to home. I actually grew up on the other side of the state, or some may say the other side of the country, outside of Philadelphia. So it was honestly great to be back in the home state. In terms of the actual company progress, so I've lived all over, Jordan and pretty much all the founders know this as well, Austin, Boston, a couple of years in Detroit, a bunch of Midwest cities, partly ex-military and partly startup life. And so for me, the most amazing thing is the sheer compactness and the sheer openness of the community. And what's really interesting, especially having lived in Detroit for a couple of years, is Erie is right at that sort of, hey, we've actually been working really hard to revitalize the economy. And sort of that collective energy really shows both within the chamber and then, of course, the folks that we've connected with at the chamber, whether it's, you know, Erie Insurance and Hammett, or whether it's manufacturers here in town, marketing agencies that can distribute our product, IT consultancies. So it's really just honestly been an amazing experience. And then the sheer compactness, right? I can walk out where I'm staying, I can be on a boat, or I can be in a business meeting all within 5 minutes walking. Kane's been here 5 years, obviously, with his MBA at Gannon. So Kane, if you have any thoughts, feel free to jump in.
So I've been in America since 2017 at Gannon University. I just feel like for Breeze and startups in general in the Erie area, there's a lot of potential for the city to grow. We have Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, all at a stone's throw away. So having those kind of major cities, as you say, around the area sort of gives a bit of idea of what this city could turn into. Having all the resources also around in the Erie area with the networking at the Erie Club to the conferences and everything going down at the convention center. I just see that the future for Erie is very bright.
Fantastic. Great job, Kane. And then James and Kane, one quick follow-up question. Obviously, it seems like for Breeze, Fire Accelerator was a big difference maker for you. Any other follow-ups or recommendations in terms to other businesses who may be interested in Fire Accelerator?
This is James. Yes. Actually, a little bit of the backstory actually on how we even found Fire. So Breeze is a web alert platform, and you can reach that through breezethat.com. But sort of the backstory is I'm an alum of a couple of other accelerators from another startup. And I will say far and away, the programming has been spot on. The funding, of course, is great. But just the sheer amount of things you can do within this short time span in Erie is pretty much top notch. The other angle is, frankly, different communities have different reasons they do accelerators. And one of the really interesting, unique things about the Fire Accelerator is they change annually what their theme is, which is probably, I'd actually recommend this to other accelerators, especially geographic ones. So this year was data analytics. Next year it might be manufacturing or whatever Jordan and the team come up with. So what I like about Fire is because that changes, there's sort of this fresh energy every single year. And you can just kind of tell, because I've been in programs that, you know, they're a few years in, it's hard to maintain that energy. It really is. And so that's one unique thing. And then of course, Erie's poised to sort of go to the next level. And because of that, there's sort of this other type of energy that you get. And so between those things, I would just highly encourage any company that whether you're pre-revenue or post-revenue, young or, you know, maybe not quite so young, you know, not 29 anymore, to take a look at Erie, frankly. And not to mention, you got the lake. I mean, you can walk out your front door and you got the lake right there.
James, great point. I think often we take that for granted, but that is an excellent point. And once again, James and Kane, in closing, how can our listeners get in touch with you and learn more about Breeze?
So a couple of ways. Pretty much on most social media, I am .James, so .James. That's me on Twitter. That's me on LinkedIn. In terms of the website, it's Breeze That, just like it sounds, BreezeThat.com. If they click the help link, there's a contact, you know, there's a bunch of ways to contact us. Or they can, of course, email myself or Kane directly. I'm James, J-A-M-E-S, at breezethat.com. And Kane is K-A-I-N-E at breezethat.com.
And Jordan, I'm going to put you on the spot with a follow-up question as we wrap it up here. Three amazing companies that we learned about today who have had incredible experiences with Fire Accelerator. Any closing thoughts to those businesses who may want to learn more about Fire Accelerator and get their own idea involved?
Absolutely. So the Fire Accelerator is specifically and intentionally built to support a wide variety of companies. So whether you're an existing company that's looking to spin out a function of your organization into a new startup or a new company, or you're a solo founder or a co-founder situation looking to get
involved in the program and take your business to the next level. We'd love to talk to you. Additionally, beyond that, without the Fire Accelerator, one of the core functions here at the Chamber is business outreach. So we conduct over 250 active business outreach visits every year to learn about what your business is going through and how we can help get you connected to the resources that you need to be able to be successful. So if anything that you've heard today sounds interesting, or you know that you're facing some challenges in your business, whether that's staffing, capital, I mean, you name it, we would love to sit down with you and conduct an intake and get you connected up to the right resources for you. We like to say it's our job to understand the economic development system so that you can run your business.
Jordan, fantastic. And once again, the closing way people can reach you.
You can reach out to me at jfuller@eriepa.com, or you can just call the Chamber's line and then Susan will get you taken care of and directed to whoever you need to talk to.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.